Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well, Andy. Andy, cider making in County Down would sound like as if it is a new story to most ears, but it shouldn't be.
Well, apples have been grown in County Down for a long time now. A lot of the small orchards have all been pulled out. But no, we started making cider commercially about 3 years ago, and have been just overwhelmed by the success that we've had recently.
Yeah, and the reason that I'm talking to you, come this weekend indeed, some of the county's finest food and drink artisans indeed will be putting on wonderful displays at the Slieve Donard Hotel, Resort and Spa. And really, it's incredible to think of the amazing choice that we have coming from County Down, but people will be wanting to sip the County Down cider. Your particular brand sounds to me, if you don't mind me saying, almost southern. Kilmeegan, where did you get that name from?
That's a question that I'm asked quite a bit, because people kind of assume that it's similar to Kilbeggan whisky. They live on the Kilmeegan Road beside Kilmeegan Parish Church. So the name Kilmeegan was quite easy for me to pick, because it's the very road I live on.
So that's Dundrum direction, is it?
That is, yeah. It's just sort of between Dundrum, Castlewellan, Machara and Clough. So you imagine if you crossed an axe there, we are just about the middle of those four.
And how good are they? How good are the apples down there for the cider?
Well, we gather up a small amount of local apples. The whole thing started off at my father's orchard. A lot of the old apples were going to waste, and I started to make the cider initially from there. Now we do have to bring some apples in from Armagh, and even actually from Tipperary as well.
So you seem to be doing it on quite a scale, and I know that at this exhibition there'll be drink exhibitors, including the likes of Whitewater Brewery, yourselves. There'll also be Farmageddon Brewery, the Tempted Cider Team, Hughes Spirits, the Ruby Blue Vodka, the Short Cross Gin. It's incredible to think that a significant amount of this is linked to local entrepreneurs and local producers who have gone into it on a big scale.
Well, that's right, and if you actually look at some of the international recognition for some of these brands now, it is remarkable just how quickly the whole industry has grown. We're actually now pushing to hopefully try and get legislation changed that where we get tourists into the area that want to come and visit us and buy some of our products from source. Unfortunately, at the minute, we're not able to do that, but we're hoping that the powers that be can see it that we can change legislation to have it the same as UK mainland, so that people can come and visit us and actually buy from source.
So you would see that as a tourist attraction?
Oh, absolutely. I do quite a few tours of people wanting to see how the cider, how the apples are pressed, how the whole process is done, and then get to sample the ciders, and hopefully then what we're wanting to be able to do is then if they find them favourable is to be able to take a few samples home with them.
So why can we go to Bushmills Brewery then and visit the whisky, but we can't go to Bushmills Distillery and visit the whisky making, but we can't go to Kilmeegan Street or Kilmeegan Road in Dundrum?
Well, certainly you can come and visit. The reason I suppose that you can go to Bushmills and buy their product from sources, they probably have gone down the line of acquiring an off-sales licence, which, you know, maybe costs some £70,000 to £80,000. Unfortunately, I don't have that budget, but most of the UK mainland producers are afforded a personal licence to be able to do that. But certainly we're encouraging, and the Newry Down and Mourne District Council are encouraging people now to take tours and to come out and visit us, and at least we can demonstrate then how the ciders are made.
And finally, Andy, is it a sophisticated drink? I was at an event a couple of weeks ago down in County Mayo, and I noticed a lot of people are drinking beer and they're drinking wine. And then there was a guy who I would have labelled as being very well-heeled and exceptionally polite and gentlemanly, and he was the guy on the cider. and he was, you know, he was standing with his pint of cider and thoroughly enjoying it. Whereas it has been traditionally seen as a drink for I'll play the song to remind people shortly, but a bit of a country man's drink, you know, O-R-O-R-O, all that sort of stuff.
Well, certainly that was how it was perceived. But if you actually if you're looking for a local beverage that pairs fantastically well with food, it has been refined a wee bit. There's a whole lot more to cider than what the mainstream brands would offer you, and more and more people are seeking out what we would call pure juice ciders. Ones that are not corrupted in any way at all, and they're actually liking them to a light wine. So perfect with food, and most of the local producers use very, very little chemicals, if any at all. So what you're drinking is probably a whole lot better for you than some of the mainstream brands that are out there.
Well, people will get a chance to sample the Kilmeegan Real Cider, the Kilmeegan Farmhouse Cider, and the Kilmeegan Wild Elderflower Infused Cider. If they attend this event, we're going to be giving some tickets away shortly. Andy, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
That's Andy Boyd, the man behind Kilmeegan down in Dundrum, and some of County Down's finest food and drink artisan producers will be at the Slieve Donard Resort and Spa in Newcastle this weekend, Saturday, October 29th, for the inaugural Slieve Donard Beer, Cider, Spirit and Chinese Festival and Cheese Festival. And all of that is happening this weekend. I will give you some tickets.